And turning now to the day's other headlines, Turkish officials say 6 people are dead and at least 80 more are injured following a large explosion in the heart of Istanbul. Security footage captured the blast and its immediate aftermath. Officials fear the death toll could rise. The cause of the explosion is unclear, but Turkey's president has called the deadly incident an attack. And back here at home, officials in Dallas confirm that a mid-air collision at an air show yesterday has killed 6 people. Both of the planes were World War II era, one a massive 4-engine bomber. The FAA and the NTSB have launched investigations. And still to come on PBS News Weekend, we check in on the UN's annual climate summit and our weekend spotlight with media mogul Byron Allen.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour, weeknights on PBS.
And turning now to the day's other headlines, Turkish officials say 6 people are dead and at least 80 more are injured following a large explosion in the heart of Istanbul. Security footage captured the blast and its immediate aftermath. Officials fear the death toll could rise. The cause of the explosion is unclear, but Turkey's president has called the deadly incident an attack. And back here at home, officials in Dallas confirm that a mid-air collision at an air show yesterday has killed 6 people. Both of the planes were World War II era, one a massive 4-engine bomber. The FAA and the NTSB have launched investigations. And still to come on PBS News Weekend, we check in on the UN's annual climate summit and our weekend spotlight with media mogul Byron Allen.
This is PBS News Weekend from WETA Studios in Washington, home of the PBS NewsHour. Weeknights on PBS.